My name is Peter Nachtrieb, and I'm the playwright of the play Bob.
My name is Sean Daniels, and I'm the director of Bob.
Now, okay, Bob is a comedy. It's epic in scope. It encompasses the entire life of this one guy named Bob.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about Bob?
Bob is a guy who's born initially with some challenges. He is born and abandoned in the bathroom of a White Castle restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky. And I wanted to write a play about someone who's sort of born in particular and extraordinary circumstances and watch a sort of epic journey of someone try to rise to greatness.
That epic journey takes Bob all around the country where, like countless travelers before him, Bob dreams of greatness while encountering all of the generosity, hardships, and extraordinary characters who populate the United States.
Our mythology, and those are the ways that we try to model our lives, is by learning about historical figures. And we hear these stories about them and how they rose, and they're either true or not, or embellished a little bit. And for Bob is a character who becomes sort of consumed by this journey, the journey of the great man in America, and wants to become like that, and hits an incredible amount of roadblocks along the way, along his journey. And at the same point, he's in this world of an American world where there's this sort of chorus of people that are all on those journeys.
You're not even a historian, Bob.
You are not an artist, Bob.
Don't cure the sick, Bob.
Bob, you can't lead us.
I could if I wanted to.
I raised you in my Malibu to be better than this, Bob.
Now, Sean, you're one of the founders of Dad's Garage.
That's correct.
Theater. And the show has a certain zaniness to it.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about what you're bringing to the show and what the cast is bringing to the show?
You know, it's a real fantastic ensemble cast of five people, and I really think they are the comedy superstars of Atlanta. And, you know, Scott Warren is a former ensemble member at Dad's Garage, and Dan Tranflow is a current one. And so I think what that whole cast brings to it is a real sense of a fearless, adventurous nature in terms of putting the show together.
How did I do it, Brownie?
Did you pray?
No, chica. I got my feet under myself, cursed the nation, picked a direction, and I walked. Across hot sand, past nuclear testing sites, foreclosed homes, and a terrible arts festival that was lighting something stupid on fire.
Bob is sort of destined from birth by way of a fortune cookie message to be a great, great man. He has these extraordinary origins, but the character of Bob still feels like an everyman.
And we talked a lot in rehearsal about celebrating the ordinary man.
Yeah, he's an every great man. An every Bob of some sort.
That, like, all of us know fantastic people that have really influenced us. We know people that have really changed our lives. And they may not be, they're probably not, famous people, you know, or the Henry Fords of the world. It's actually like simple people that have gone out of their way to influence other people. How do you celebrate all those people in your life that made you who you are?
And can you be great without it being recognized? I think that's a question of the play.
Bob is on stage at the Aurora Theater in Lawrenceville now through February 10th. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.